In this day in which we commemorate the life and ministry of Dr. C.F.W. Walther, we hear his words from a portion of a sermon he delivered based on the text 1 Corinthians 15:55 through 57. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Man was created for freedom, but through the fall, all humanity has fallen into slavery, into the power of a fearful tyrant which ruins body and soul. And this tyrant is sin. Now you have an inkling of an idea of the fearful control which sin, sometimes secretly, sometimes openly, exercises over man. But the most fearful thing is that most do not perceive until in eternity how shameful sin has deceived them, that sin through God's holy law has the right to pay off its servants in such coin. According to God's law, the pay of sin is death, temporal, spiritual, and eternal death. If we would ask all the wise of the earth how to free man from this tyranny of sin and take its right to torment and condemn men away, they would all have no answer. They would all have to admit that they do not know how to counteract this fearful power. The Almighty God alone knew what to do. Praise be his holy name, he took pity on us when he saw us in this fearful slavery. He sent his only begotten Son into the world and laid the sins of all upon him to battle with sin and conquer them. And what happened? The sins of the world, which God's Son bore, pressed even him into unmentionable anxiety and distress. It damned him, crucified and killed him, and without ceremony buried his corpse in the grave. It seemed as if that all-consuming tyrant sin had swallowed up and conquered our deliverer. But no, the one power of sin is, as the apostle writes in our text, the law. But Christ, as God-man, had through his perfect holy life and innocent suffering and death, fulfilled the law for all men. When Christ therefore was swallowed up by sin and reached the realm of the dead, the law suddenly had to be silent because it was fulfilled. Christ was not conquered by sin, but sin was conquered by Christ. It had lost the battle. From now on, it had to be silent about its right to accuse, torment, and condemn the sinner. A wonderful sight now took place before the eyes of the holy angels. By Christ's hand, they saw the gates of hell broken down and sin with its retinue, death, and Satan under Christ's feet. And while death lay bound and Satan with a crushed head writhing in the dust like a trampled worm, Christ dragged out all the princes and mighty of the kingdom of hell, disarmed them, made a public display of them, and triumphed over them. Since Christ's work was not so much for angels as for men, Christ not only did not remain in the realm of the dead, nor ascend invisibly from hell into heaven, but returned to earth, rising gloriously from the dead. What is, therefore, this resurrection of Christ from the dead? It is the triumphal procession which Christ, as the substitute of all men, held on earth after his victorious battle with the sins of the whole world. It is the triumphal procession of the entire redeemed, freed, sinful world. It is the incontestable revelation before heaven and earth that through Christ's death, sin has lost its power, death its sting, and hell its victory. It is the divine evidence that the deliverer of man has conquered, that the sins of man are actually blotted out, and therefore their death is actually killed, their hell actually destroyed. It is the loud cry from the throne of the Father, the judge of the whole world himself, to all, "Leave your prison, all people. Your tyrant, sin, is dethroned. Your executioners, death and hell, are conquered. Their right to torment and condemn you is taken from you. You are free." And so, do not suppose that because you have in many ways transgressed God's law, you must dread the hour when the law, as your promissory note, will be opened, and the payment of your debt will be demanded of you. When the Lord hung on the cross, he fastened this promissory note to it, canceled it with his blood, and today, with the pardon of grace and forgiveness, has come forth again from the grave. How can this promissory note trouble you? The creditor himself has torn it, and in its place has handed over to you a receipt of payment, solemnly signed in his blood. Moreover, do not suppose that because your conscience still admonishes you, testifies against you, and accuses you, that you cannot be comforted. Let your conscience, let the whole world, let the devil and his whole army accuse you before God. They are false witnesses. They are rejected accusers. If they testify against you, the resurrected Son of God testifies for you. If they accuse you, your mediator frees you. If they appeal to God's righteousness, the resurrected appeals to his death and the resurrection and acquittal arranged by the Father himself. Therefore, now through faith, include yourself in this triumphal procession, to which the apostle and an innumerable host of confessors of Jesus Christ have joined themselves. Follow the banner of freedom which flutters over this host, and never again leave this army. Even while you live, sin will always lie helpless under your feet. Your whole life on earth will be a joyous, victorious advance, and death will finally vaunt over you like a triumphant rainbow, through which you will leave with Christ, the victor over sin, to enter the eternal city of the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen.